Cheers, mate. Bye bye. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Weren't expecting that.
No. Tony just got it and walks away with £1,000. Which means we have to find somebody new to play the game tomorrow. I have a brand new qualifying question. If you were there, if this was you, right? If this was you going, start the clock. Hang on, where is it? I will wait. I will wait. It's Mumford & Sons. I will wait. I will wait. It's I will wait. It's I will wait. No, it's not Brightside. No, it's not Brightside. It's I will wait. If you were doing that, then I think you should enter the game because you could be playing tomorrow and you could be winning that £1,000. Listen up, because here is your new question. In 2005, the England cricket team famously reclaimed the Ashes. But which of the country do they exclusively compete against? You know the answer. In 2005, the England cricket team famously reclaimed the Ashes, but which other country do they exclusively compete against? If you want to play, you need to text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. England reclaimed the Ashes, but which other country do they exclusively compete against? It's a text, please, not a WhatsApp. It has to be text. So you text the word play and the answer, 83936 is the text number. Do it now. You could be on tomorrow playing the game. You could be walking away with some money. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You need to be available to answer the phone when we close the lines at 7:45 tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. So, text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
What are you saying, Tony?
I'm half decent at the bands, but the title's not so good.
Well done. The Chris Moyle Show. I'm not for a lie down.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the big electric test drive event.
Radio X.
Finally, the weather's improving and we're getting more daylight. And everyone knows that music sounds even better outside on a sunny day. Less so if your garden looks grim. So get it glowing with a little help from B&Q. With tools for every job, plants for every space, and outdoor furniture that'll make your garden look like a festival VIP lounge. Find out more and enter to win £1,000 to do up your garden with B&Q. Head to radiox.co.uk.
Oh, that's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet and constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now. Domino! T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
Ultramat Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramat is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
Easter's on its way, so why not hop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th, our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025 no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them, and milk chocolate bunnies. Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got great news for fans of long extinct wolves. Plus, Radio Shorts' running lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz. And we've got another European fly drive city break up for grabs. What more could you ask for?
Thank you. Some sausages.
Sausages?
Sausages? Yeah, they're delicious. I don't eat sausages.
Really? Oh, well, I eat sausages, but it's not relevant now, Gav. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing. Sausages.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
If you want to take a different road, there's never been a better time. The Cupra approved used event is here. Experience an irresistible impulse and real peace of mind, along with £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative, but only until the 30th of April. Cupra approved. Search Cupra used cars. With Solutions personal contract plan, vehicles up to 3 years old, excluding Bourne and Tavascan. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. Say at finance.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Take it away. My heart is starved. I smell it, can go.
Hot Party and Banquet at Radio X. It's 8:39. Right, our guest has arrived in the studio. We're very happy to see him in person, yeah, which is great news. So let's say good morning with the applause to Mr. Ed Byrne.
Yay!
Good morning.
Lucky.
See, nothing can go wrong because I'm here. Well, the last time I was on, I have to apologise for it. Very sorry.
I'd forgotten.
Oh, it was rubbish.
And now you brought it up, but we've forgotten, so well, you could have got away with it.
Yeah, I slept in. I was doing it by Zoom. My alarm didn't go off. And then, even then, I haven't come on late. My microphone didn't work. And it was rubbish. And it was so rubbish. At one point, you even asked me the question, so what makes you laugh? Really? Really? That's how bad this is going. You've asked the comedian what makes you laugh. I go, that is, what do you think's funny? I go, oh dear. I really have stuffed this up badly, haven't I?
I've got question number one here. How do you write a joke? Oh,
honestly, the whole, after I came off air, I just thought, that is why Moyles gets the big bucks, because if that had been me, I'd have sworn. I would, within 30 seconds of the, oh, now he's on, now the microphone doesn't even work, I would have absolutely have turned the air blue. You kept that under wraps is a testament to your professionalism.
Well, bless you,
sir.
My favourite thing with Zooms, and this happens a lot when you do Zoom interviews, is it'll be, and let me turn up everybody else's mic. So I'll be like, can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? And I go, I can't hear you. Can you hear me now? And I go, no. So they go, oh, hold on. I've got a microphone on now. Is that any better? And you're like, well, whatever you've done, you've not made any difference. Okay, hold on. How about this microphone here? Can you hear me on that?
This is us. This was exactly us. This is exactly... You're saying you don't remember, but...
No, I do.
We all of us rubbish people roll into one.
We had it with Tim Peake the other day.
Yeah.
And he was more clear when he was in space.
Yeah.
So
you would think he'd be across the telecoms.
Yeah. Did you have your own mic for that as well? Am I right in saying?
I do. I've got a big fluffy thing, you know. Yeah. I mean, everybody during lockdown got it. Like, I'm surprised when I go on a Zoom and people are going, oh, you've got your own microphone. And of course I have. Yeah. We had to do this for 18 months. But as I say, for some reason, it just didn't work. That's in the past.
I'm doing a clear out of my man cave at the moment of just stuff that I just...
That sounds like a medical procedure.
It really did.
I'll show you pictures later. And I've got, and I bought during lockdown, it's a little tower thing about this big, and it is a microphone with a camera built in and a ring light.
Right.
So it's all in one.
Yeah.
I was so happy when I got it. And again, I was one of them people going... Is it working? Can you hear me now? It sounds amazing in my headphones. Chris, we can't hear you. Mm-hmm. No, I can hear everything perfectly. But like, no, it's not working. And it looked great, but it kind of didn't really work with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here we are now in person, and nothing can go wrong.
Oh.
Now elsewhere, and then we'll all be
No, don't do that. Are there elements of lockdown that you miss, or are you glad it's all gone?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
I mean... I've just been on the road for the longest tour I've ever done, and I did miss being at home.
Yeah.
But I think I just missed being at home. I mean, it was because when I was at home during lockdown, I really missed the road.
Right.
So, you know, I'm one of those. Never
can't
happy.
Win. Can't win.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story? I bumped into Michael McIntyre during lockdown.
How hard did you bump into him?
Very hard. And he fell into the road and died.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and I brought him back to life. So he owes me. And we just went for a walk, and we're walking down this road, and he's walking towards me. And as he gets closer, he's literally away with the fairies, like just, you know, minding his own business. And I went... Michael, and he went, hello. Oh, my God, it's you. Oh, hi. Oh, my God, how are you? Oh, God. God, isn't this weird, isn't it? My God, it's so mad. You know, I was at home the other day, and I was thinking, I don't think I've ever spent this much time at home, because it's weird, because when you don't really think about it, and blah, blah. And I just thought, you haven't been out of the house or seen anybody but your family, have you?
He's trying out material on you.
Literally, I said to Ryan, you've not seen many people, have you? And he stopped and went, am I doing a show?
I found that, like, just when I had kids, like, we had two kids quite quickly together, and then you're in your own little lockdown sort of thing, and you realise that you haven't spoken to anybody, you know, adult in days, and you're just suddenly giving your life story to somebody, and they're just trying to get you to change your gas supplier. You go, oh, don't go.
It could be worse. You could be out of sleep, you know, you could be out having a pint with somebody and then, you know, you just grab a little tissue and you go, you got a little stuff on your face there. They're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm so sorry. I just used to be with the kids.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
Next to somebody in the bar and you're trying to cut up their meat for them.
How old are the kids?
They're 14 and 12.
Wow.
My 12-year-old is downstairs right now. We've just been, the reason that for people who are watching this, I'm not really dressed for appearing
for showbiz.
We just came off the sleeper train from Scotland.
See, we were talking about this. Now I've
hiking for a couple of days.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I've done the sleeper train like from the south coast up to London, but I've not done, you did the Scottish
one. I did the one, yeah. We got off at a stop called Corour, which is
Corour.
It's the train spotting train station, you know, where they get off in the middle of nowhere in the film Train Spotting.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a walk. That's Corour.
So that's what you just did.
Yeah,
you and your son went for a train spotting walk.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's where the train spotting similarities
that's where
end.
The similarities ended. Yeah. Well, you know, we knocked over a couple of tourists and took their money. just
climbed into a toilet. And have you done this train sleeper train thing before?
No, I did it to Glasgow once. But this is the first time I did it into the, because this place Corour, you can't drive there. You can only get the train to it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so you get up and there's a really lovely cafe that's ridiculously overpriced. But what are you going to do? You know, £6.50 for a ham and cheese sandwich. Are you kidding? No. £13 for the two of you for your packed lunch.
They can charge what they like.
They really can.
Wow.
We just hiked around, did a couple of hills, a couple of Munros, hiked out.
For how long are you hiking?
Camped. I mean, we spent the day yesterday and the day before. Yeah, like we were probably hiking 8 hours of the day.
And then where do you sleep?
Camped, bought a tent.
But like, are there specific spots or you just go, this
no,
will
not like
do?
A campsite. No, just we just camped next to the loch.
Well, aren't you worried about bears?
No, because we were in Scotland.
Listen, I don't know.
Chris isn't a camping man.
The bears you get in Scotland are all in the clubs, you know.
Right.
We're in Glasgow.
Whatever that means. So are you and your son, are you in a tent each? You're sharing a tent?
No, God, no, we're sharing a tent.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then we
like
get
hell.
The train back and watch episodes of Cobra Kai on my phone. It was probably the best bit for him, if I'm honest with you, was watching episodes of Cobra Kai on my phone on the way home.
And how long is that journey on the train?
It was 11 hours.
Oh,
well, I mean, I don't know if you sleep. That's the whole point. You sleep. So we get on, we had a meal, we went to bed and get up. And now look at me, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed talking to you.
Well, no, I like that.
Lovely.
This is me. I'm brighter now than I would have been had I just come here from my house where I would have stayed up later watching because I wasn't sharing a room with my son.
And is your son into this hiking thing? Or?
He is, because I am.
Right.
He'll be into what I'm into because he's that age, and until he's 15 and decides that I'm not somebody he wants to be with anymore, that's what he'll do what I want to do.
Is this your 14-year-old?
14-year-old also is into it too, yeah.
Right.
In fact, this is the
12-year-old you're with?
The 12-year-old I'm with, and I'm going to be doing the same trip with the 14-year-old in May.
Let me tell you now, they're not into it. They're not into it. They don't want to do it.
Well, but you bribe them with, we'll watch 5 episodes of Cobra Kai.
Yeah, but they could just do that at home when you're on tour.
They can't.
They do. What do you think they do when you're on tour? They do what they like.
Screen time is very strictly limited. My wife is quite the taskmaster.
They're sitting at home smoking cigars, watching TV. They're like, oh, this Evil Dead movie is great, isn't it? Like that little whiskey on the go. And then they're like, oh, Dad's off tour. He's got a couple of days off tour, wants to go hiking.
We'll have to go up a mountain.
Oh, God.
He must still think you're cool, does he, Ed? Is he at the cool age?
Yeah.
Like Dad's a cool comedian.
I think,
great.
At this point. You've been to Carfest. Are you going to Carfest this year? Have you ever done that?
I've been, but I don't think I'm going this year.
That's okay, right. Well, we went there last year. And then they get to meet people like Ben Miller.
Right.
Stuff like that.
That's cool.
And I'm like, no, I know Ben. You know the guy from Death in Paradise? Like, that's the shows my kids love.
Really? Yeah.
And I was like, I know all the detectives from Death in Paradise. Like, I've hung out with all of them over the years. And that just blows my kids. Yeah, no, we've totally hung out.
Yeah, yeah, that's a way to make your kids think you're, you know, cooler than you are,
mm-hmm.
is when they meet like people that they're like, oh my God, you know them?
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. So I'm still managing to be cool-ish.
I wonder who they want to meet next. Can you just go and work with them just so they can meet them?
This is where I tell a story about how he's actually been dying to meet you, Chris.
He's like that. Who's that? Hey, Dad, if you're that cool, how come you weren't on Last One Laughing, the Irish version? Like, everybody was on that. You weren't on that.
No.
Did they ask you to do it?
No, didn't even ask.
Rude.
Well, there'll be another one, won't there?
I mean, it would, I guess. Yeah. No, it hasn't. It hasn't been mooted.
Would you be good on it?
No, I actually wouldn't. I'd be out pretty early, I reckon. I love hanging out with comedians, and I would, and because they make me laugh.
Yeah.
And I reckon I would be out pretty early.
Not making other people laugh, to be clear.
No, no, I understand what you mean by that. But no, I would be terrible at.
Would you be funny?
That's
what he's aiming
for. Although I have to say, one thing that put me off the idea. Anyway, I met the woman who won the Australian one, which I think was the first one.
Right.
And she said she got a lot of hate mail. She got a lot of hate online for being, quote unquote, a miserable cow, because she was stony faced the whole time.
You're not allowed to laugh,
which is the whole point of the show.
Maybe sounds like those people didn't get the show.
Well, and some people perhaps just whatever she did, she was going to get trouble, you know.
Yeah.
But it was. But when I really felt for her when she told me that, and I remember thinking that, I think, well, if I ever get asked to do that, I think I'll just say no, because I don't want to get accused of being a stony faced, you know, miserable.
Have you seen much of it?
Well, I'm on Instagram, so it's constantly thrown into my feed.
I think you'd be great on it. I
think Bob Mortimer would be the one that would absolutely send me.
I was about to say.
It would be difficult. Yeah. But I think just being in a room with Bob Mortimer, yeah. I'd be like, going, I remember years ago when I was an open micer, I was playing a club called Up the Creek, which is down in Greenwich. And I was talking to the owner, Malcolm Hardy, now no longer with us. And I had just done 5 minutes and it had gone pretty well. And I was all new and I was excited and stuff like that. And he says, you live in Camberwell, don't you? And I said, yeah. He says, Bob Mortimer lives there. I went, yeah. And I thought he was just making conversation. He says, yeah, Joe Brand lives there as well. Yeah. And then he goes, no, but Bob Mortimer's getting a cab there now. And he was suggesting I share a cab with Bob Mortimer. I was a brand new, and he just, sorry, I have to hit the microphone in a second. I went, okay then. And I was brand new off the boat, I opened my car and I was sharing a cab back to Camberwell with Bob Mortimer. And it was just amazing. It was like being in the telly. And even, and the urge to want to repeat everything he said. Like when the cab arrived, he goes, I think this is our cab. I think this is our cab, Vic. You know, I was incredibly starstruck the first time I met him. So I think he'd be somebody who I would have struggled with just being around.
I met Vic and Bob when they were doing a book signing for The Smell of Reeves and Mortimer.
Oh, yeah.
And I queued up to get my book signed. I told Bob this, and I brought the book for them to sign. It's a book signing, and either Vic, it was either Jim or Bob turned and looked at me and went, "Have we met before?" And I went, "No, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time now." And they went,
"Is it before we meet again?"
And they went, "Right, okay." And I was just like, "Why did I even speak? I should have just shaken my head." Or
their sense of humor was always so off the wall, it's so weird that to try and be funny on their wavelength at them, you're just always going to be on a hiding to nothing,
just
aren't you?
Don't try.
Yeah, because there's no way to do it without sounding like an absolute weirdo.
Yeah,
you know, because I could tell by the way, you know, when I was introduced to Bob Mortimer, I said hello. That was very charming. In other words, he didn't think I was funny in the slightest.
I thought you were
charming. What do you do when you say, "How? What do you think of the comedian?" Charming.
Yeah. Oh, who else is on the list of people that you don't want to be in the room if you're not allowed to laugh?
Lee Mack is somebody who sends me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Everyone else is rubbish apart from me. Why, who would yours be?
I like Mickey Flanagan myself.
Mickey Flanagan for you?
Yeah.
There are people with funny bones, and there are funny people, and there are funny people with funny bones.
Sean Locke was somebody like that, I have to say. Sean Locke was somebody who was effortlessly funny off stage and on, you know?
And then there's funny, there are people who make me smile and laugh sometimes they don't even have to do anything, like, or they don't even have to tell a joke. So Peter Kay,
I envy those people.
Peter Kay once called me, and I found this very. He rang me once, and he said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm good. How are you?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm in the bath and I'm listening to Tapao, Bridge of Spies. China and Yan's on now. I've just heard Heart and Soul. And I think I remember you said you once liked Tapao." And I went, I do like Tapao, yeah. And he went, "Yeah." Anyway, ta-ra. And he put the phone down.
And then you wonder how much of any of that was true.
Well, I hope it was true, really, rather than him just sitting there watching Coronation Street thinking, I think I'll ring Chris Moyles and tell him I'm in the bath.
Yeah, but which I think I'd respect more if he wasn't in the bath, nor was he listening to Tapao, and he spun that as a yarn. I think that, as a bit of situationalist comedy, is even funnier.
No, I like to imagine him in the bath.
You like the fact that he was just doing it, and he immediately thought of you.
Yeah.
I like to think he was rolling dice and he's got all these things written on these dice at home. He's got various celebrities, various things,
activities and music.
Now I've got to ring Johnny Vaughan and tell him I'm riding a bike while listening to a podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna. I haven't even talked about any of your shows or anything yet. So can you hang on while we do the news and then we chat more?
I did come here to plug a show.
I will absolutely hang on. Have you got to go now?
No, I don't have to go now.
Okay, good. All right. So stay, relax.
I should have said, well, yes, but I'm a very busy man. I'm very much in demand.
I'm going to move some stuff.
We're filming Last One Laughing Thailand, and they've asked me to do that.
Don't worry about it. Your son's in the green room watching Cobra Kai, so he's very, very happy. He's good. All right, let me take a break. We'll have more from Ed Byrne when we come back in a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
Enjoy cracking deals at Asda this Easter. With selected roast joints rolled back to half price. Try our mouth-watering whole lamb leg. Named Best Easter Lamb 2025 by the Good Housekeeping Institute. Down from £12.34 per kilo to just £6.17. Or our large beef joint, also half price. Down from £11.36 per kilo to just £5.68. For more great offers, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Select your stores online, subject to availability. Offer ends 20th of April, excludes Asda Express.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here. No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
Ultramat Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramat is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin with Walker's. Delicious.
Get set for spring with great Easter deals on big brands at Screwfix. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR brushless impact driver bear unit, now only $54.99. And the Titan 140 bar pressure washer was $99.99, now only $79.99. That's a saving of £20. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app, online or in store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
Rollback is back at Asda, with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including Bassa fish fillets 240 grams, was £2.60, now just £2.22.
And for recipes the whole family will love,
like my delicious cheesy peasy fish cakes, search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price.
Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
go. Almost.
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Simon Conway's got your news. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Bedfordshire has been chosen as the site for Universal's first European theme park. Ministers have closed a deal aimed at creating 28,000 jobs and generating tens of billions of pounds for the economy. Andy Hine from the Roller Coaster Club of Great Britain has told Radio X it's just what the UK needs.
We're full behind with the rest of the world, so we needed a big player to come along and say, OK, the UK is good too. Let's build a massive park to put Britain on the roller coaster map.
Construction's due to begin next year, with the resort set to open in 2031. Financial markets have slumped again after Donald Trump's latest tariffs took effect. They include a massive 104% tax on US imports from China. The president says Beijing will have to pay the charges until they make a deal.
Now, it sounds ridiculous, but they charged us for many items 100%, 125%. Many countries have. They've ripped us off left and right. But now it's our turn.
London's dropped out of the top five wealthiest cities in the world. An annual report shows more than 11,000 millionaires have left the capital over the last year. That's a higher proportion than anywhere but Moscow. Astrobots was the big winner at the BAFTA Game Awards last night. It picked up 5 prizes in total, including the big one, Best Game. It was released to mark PlayStation's 30th anniversary.
Sport.
Arsenal are on the verge of reaching the Champions League semi-finals for the first time in 16 years. They beat holders Real Madrid 3-0 in the first leg of their quarter-final, including 2 outstanding free kicks from Declan Rice. Aston Villa face Paris Saint-Germain this evening. Goal difference separates the top two in the Championship this morning. Leeds are back on top. Yay! After their 1-0 win at Middlesbrough ahead of Burnley, who were held 0-0 at Derby. And Birmingham have secured promotion from League One with 6 games to go. Their 2-1 win over Peterborough means they're 14 points clear of nearest challengers, Wrexham.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Cloudy for eastern coasts, but otherwise dry, warm and sunny, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yeah, are you dying?
I was holding on to that cough until you finished the news.
All right, well, you clear your throat. I'll play Green Day, and then we'll be back with more of Mr. Ed Byrne in 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Last
Sounds of Green Day. And here's Ed Byrne. Thanks, Simon Conway, newsman.
Thank you, thank you. Are you mocking the fact that I coughed there? Is that
yeah.
I hope this cough is the start of something deadly. Then you're going to feel bad that you mocked it.
But,
I think
though,
it would be a great thing now if I was to die when I arrived just started coughing with
Ed that. Held on to it about the news, to be fair. He needs credit for that.
I will give you credit for that, yeah. And you thought the news was finished, so I'd switch the microphones off. But haha, no, I leave them on in case somebody coughs in the background.
I'll snort now and put everybody off their breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very funny and lovely Ed Byrne has joined us in the studio. Now, I don't know if you know about this. There's no reason why you should. We were doing a revelations, confessions bit on the show the other week, and James had a great one.
Oh yeah,
and he have we got the video of it
we
or
do,
the audio
yeah.
of it?
Is that why it was? What was there?
That's yeah,
was
there, we got the video of it. It's a lovely little confession, and we'll play you the video of it right now. Here we go.
I accidentally booked the wrong guest once and then just rolled with it. I booked...
On the show?
Yeah.
Jason, you booked the wrong guest?
I booked Jason Byrne because I thought it was Ed Byrne and then mixed up my comedians and then just went with it.
I know.
But I like
so
Jason
we
Byrne.
Once had Jason Byrne on the show.
Yes.
Because you thought he was Ed Byrne.
Yes.
When
and
did...
I watched loads of videos of Mock the Week to prepare and then... Jason turned up. And I was like, hello.
They can't be tricking.
Good, that, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Because I had a similar thing with FHM and Jason Byrne. FHM a few years ago, they put all their old stuff online. And they tagged me in, I think, on Twitter or whatever it was, interview with Ed Byrne. And it was, and I started reading it going, I do not remember doing this interview. And then it got to a bit where he mentioned being ginger
right.
in the interview.
Hang on.
And I go, this isn't me. this is Jason Byrne. And so I wrote back, said, yeah, except I didn't do this interview. And then they posted back a picture from the original magazine with my photograph. I'm going, it certainly looks like you. Well, and I'm going, yeah, but... That all you've done is show that you've also made the mistake in print. Like, they'd obviously done it. It had hit the shelves in a print magazine. An interview they had done with Jason Byrne, obviously over the phone, and then put my name and my photograph on it and said it was an interview with Ed Byrne. But literally the only thing that got me is what a daze the late 90s and early noughties must have been for me is that I did not realise it wasn't me until I got to the bit where I apparently said I was ginger.
Well, shame on FHM for not knowing who you were. We just don't know who Jason Byrne is. Or you, rather.
And I didn't write that article on FHM. It's very different.
At least it was that way round.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ed has still got a couple of dates left of his extended tour of Tragedy Plus Time, which you've been doing,
I've been doing this since the tour started September 2023. I did the show at the Edinburgh Fringe 2023, and I've been touring it. It's been to New York, New Zealand, Australia, Estonia, the Netherlands, Ireland and all over the UK. Yeah, and it's, I've done over 300 times, and wow. Now I'm going to be recording it at the Bloomsbury Theatre on the 10th of May.
So you finally got it down now.
And it needs to be full.
Okay,
help me. XFM listeners.
Radio X. Wow. Not being called XFM for nine and a half years. Get a grip, Jason.
X everywhere. Radio X. Very sorry. Look, I even wore green.
It's Radio X everywhere, even
you're
on the microphone
right.
In
you're
front
absolutely right.
Of you.
It doesn't say XFM anywhere.
Sort it out, Jason.
We got the right letter.
If you would like to go and see Ed Byrne, he is going to be playing on the 10th of May at the Bloomsbury Theatre in London, and he will be recording that show. Mm. So if you're a laugher, if you love comedy and you love having a laugh, but you don't have a weird laugh, because that
they
can distract.
Come, yeah. And Jimmy Carr need not apply.
Exactly.
Jimmy Carr, Ricky Gervais, the two oddest laughs in comedy.
Yeah. Those two are not welcome. But you can go, so if you go to Ed Byrne's website, which is what I just did, and you can go and get tickets to see him on the 10th of May in London at the Bloomsbury Theatre. What day is the 10th of May?
I think it's a Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
I couldn't
see right.
That, though.
It is. You're absolutely
look
right.
At that.
Saturday night. Come
what better
London.
Way to spend a Saturday night than listen to a very funny show about death?
Exactly. Well, yes, but it's a critical acclaim. Best reviewed stand-up show at Edinburgh 2023.
Yeah, this is true. Not a competition, but I won. Critics darling with this one. As I say in the show, I mean, it was pretty well reviewed. They weren't all five stars. There were some four stars.
Right.
But even the four stars read like five stars because the student newspaper, they came to the show and they gave it a four-star review. And then they said in the four-star review, I cannot recommend this show more highly.
Oh.
It's like, well, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I think I see a way.
Was it 4 out of 5 or was it just 4 stars?
No, so I don't know what they were student
of,
but it's not
maths.
And The Guardian, I do talk about the fact that The Guardian only gave it a 4-star review, which is actually the optimum number of stars you want to see a comedy show get when reviewed by the Guardian newspaper.
Fair. Okay.
Because if you ever see a comedy show get a 5-star review in The Guardian, one thing you know about that show, there's not a joke in it. It's a man crying and punching himself in the crotch for an hour.
Oh, I've seen that show. It is good. It is very good.
It is very
good. It's Jason's show.
It's very provocative. It's very brave. 5 stars.
But no, here's what I always say this, though. If you don't live in London, why don't you book a little weekend in London over the 10th of May, get tickets to see Ed at the Bloomsbury Theatre, and then you might be on the VHS edition of his stand-up show. And you can go, oh, it's me there. Oh, that's me laughing.
Yeah. Back in the days, I think my first special, as they're known, was on VHS. It was on DVD as well, but I'm pretty sure they did a VHS. It was that long ago. It was back in the days when this used to be called XFM. It was that long ago.
Nice
when,
save.
When Ricky Gervais used to be a DJ, he used to work in the office here, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, not in this building, but yeah, that's what he used to do. Well, go and see it, and then that's it. And then you'll do, then that's it.
It's not like I'm not going to, other work, but that's it. That's me putting this show to bed. I've got a couple of little festivals here and there, the MacFest and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I got to start working on the next one, which hopefully will be a bit less filled
less
with
deathy.
Tragedy. Yeah. Less deathy.
I've seen Ed live a few times. Best comedian I've ever seen, says Ian the van driver in Selby.
Oh,
look, 4 stars.
Yeah. Has Ed got trousers on? That's another question. That's just
I do have trousers.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You were wearing pants last time. No,
yeah, I was fresh out of bed.
Yeah.
I was in, you know, I'm not just in trousers, I'm in walking trousers. I'm in trousers that have got like zips pocket, with vents in the sides and everything.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
They'll put your poor boys.
Oh, no. You've made them outdoorsy. What a terrible thing to do to a child.
Take them to Ibiza. Just let them, you know, whatever. Ed Byrne, genius. I saw him in the Falklands in 2004, says Glenn.
Wow. So, yeah, I went and did the army base in the Falklands.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit of a gas. You get to do stuff down there. You don't get to do any road. You get to fly around on helicopters. You get to go for a ride in a Chinook to go and entertain the people who are in the radar base. It's awesome.
Did you get to, like, you know, shoot any guns, fire any rockets, drive a tank?
They gave us a go on a Jimpy, a general-purpose machine gun, which was the funniest thing, being shown how to use a machine gun. An Irish guy being shown by the British Army how to use a gun. And you just see, like, the old guy, you sure about it, Sarge? apparently we're all friends again now.
Love that. And then this one, finally, I'll wrap it up. My favourite Ed Byrne moment from your show, Chris, was when he guessed that James... was 20 years old. James said he was a decade out, and Ed said, you're 10?
Well, I'm glad that stuck in your mind. I don't think it was the funniest thing I've ever come out with, but fair enough.
Four stars. Lovely to see you. I'm going to let you get out of here, because I know your boy is desperate to get home to electricity, McDonald's, TV.
Flushing toilet.
Oh, yeah. All of that.
Yeah. He's been wiping his bum on sphagnum moss.
What a lovely fella he is. He greets everybody at the station when they go to that place for a hike. London Bloomsbury Theatre, check your diary, 10th of May. Go and see Ed. He'll be filming the show, his Tragedy Plus Time show. 10th of May, Bloomsbury Theatre, London. Go and book your tickets now at Ed Byrne's website, which I'm guessing is edbyrne.com.
Yeah, old school.
Great.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ed Byrne.
We the people fight for our existence. We don't claim to be perfect, but we're free. We dream our dreams alone with no resistance. Like the stars where you wish to be. You know I don't mean what I just said.
Another little, hence little by little. I would love it if in one of the Oasis live shows, if they did this song and they just put up on the screens one little on the left hand side and then another little on the right hand side, even if it was just for 5 seconds on that first line, little by little, and then you just fade it out again. That would just be great. They'll never do it.
They wouldn't.
Never do it.
I often sing the supermarket I'm in the tune of that. So it'd be like, Asda my Asda. And I just, that goes around my head the whole time I'm shopping. I sing it in the local Tesco's.
And what would you sing then?
Tesco by Tesco's. Yeah. Tesco by Tesco's. And that's... And that is how my brain goes.
Is that why you don't often shop at Morrison's? Because there's too many syllables?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a two-syllable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, two syllables only.
Asda, Tesco.
Yeah.
Aldi.
Sainsbury's you can clunk
Aldi?
In.
Aldi,
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
You can force it at Sainsbury's if you need to.
Morrison's.
Yeah, it's too many.
Too many?
Mm. Waitrose? That would work.
It's tricky, though. Waitrose. Yeah.
It doesn't scan as well.
No. Sainos.
Sainos?
Thank you.
Yeah, but nobody in their right mind calls Sainsbury's Sainos, no, apart from weird people.
No, I'll do it.
I just put my hand up saying, I do.
I rest my case, Your Honour.
Yes.
No further questions.
Fair point.
And pepper.
I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ocado by Ocado. This is how I roll. Now, Ed Byrne, what a lovely fella.
I bet Magnus's son's lovely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lovely guy.
Did he strike you as somebody who likes hiking with his dad or would rather just, I don't know.
Yes.
Weekend away somewhere, Prague.
Prague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi there. 10th of May is when Ed is going to be doing his stand-up show in London and then he's going to be filming it as well. So if you fancy a trip to London, why not choose the 10th of May? Book tickets now on his website. There's still a few left. And then you can get a hotel, come down to London. What a great night. Spend £18,000 on your hotel and a couple of things to eat. Brilliant. Do it. Thanks. Right, 20 past nine. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
I might play some songs next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Rollback is back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online, including Bassa fish fillets 240 grams, was £2.60, now just £2.22.
And for recipes the whole family will love,
like my delicious cheesy peasy fish cakes, search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
Beach.
Enjoy cracking deals at Asda this Easter, with selected roast joints roll back to half price. Try our mouth-watering whole lamb leg, named Best Easter Lamb 2025 by the Good Housekeeping Institute, down from £12.34 per kilo to just £6.17. Or our large beef joint, also half price, down from £11.36 per kilo to just £5.68. For more great offers, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. Offer ends 20th of April. Excludes Asda Express.
Emotional design. Driving excellence. Japanese craftsmanship. Discover what makes Mazda so special during the Mazda-approved used car event with a competitive finance rate of 5.9% APR representative on Mazda used PCP. Running exclusively from the 4th to the 14th of April. Search Mazda used cars. Participating dealers subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. Mazda Financial Services. See website.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Vaughan!
morning, Moylesy.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got great news for fans of long extinct Wolves. Plus, Radio Shorty's running lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz, and we've got another European fly drive city break up for grabs. What more could you ask for?
Some sausages.
Sausages?
Sausages?
Yeah,
I don't eat sausages.
Oh, well, I eat sausages, but it's not relevant now, Gav. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. It's a thing. It's sausages.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Thanks for tuning in, you plunkers. Lovely jubbly.
Radio X.
Fall Out Boy, this ain't a scene, it's a goddamn ass face. It's 9:28. Good morning, this is Radio X. That's the name of this radio station, Radio X. I had a lovely chat with Ed Byrne. We gave away £1,000 on 20 seconds, 20K. I'm having a great morning, everything's going great. Tiff's not been well. I was bad for a couple of weeks. Now she's got it. She got bronchitis, bless her. And then she had a headache that lasted all day yesterday that just floored her. She's like, I've never had a headache that's lasted an entire day. So she's woken up. She's feeling a bit better. Headache's gone, thank God. Great. Wednesday, weekend's coming. I'm out for a bit of dinner on Friday. Lovely. With a good friend of mine. Lovely. Can't wait. It's going to be brilliant. Not you.
No.
I said a good friend. Two words that do not apply.
Where's the we're going? We're going for dinner.
Anyway, I just get a message. I get a voice message. And they're blowing me out.
Oh.
They're blowing me out. Now, this has been rescheduled from the last time they blew me out. Now I could hear your stomach there growling.
That was the back of my throat.
Oh, so yeah. I mean, I'm angry about it too.
Are you growling?